Oh my god. Well, hello friends and welcome back to another Simple Mo stream presented by Couch Cat. I'm Paizen. This is Crazy Fi.
Hello.
And tonight we have a special episode for you. Just kidding, it's not that special. But it's the last day to vote for the Season 1 Community Awards event for the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard presented by Couch Cat once again. We'll go more in depth about that soon enough. But everyone, good night. Or happy evening for Tuesday. And guess what? You know why this is awkward? I just forgot to ping everyone again.
It's all right. I'm doing it now.
It just like clicked and I was like, I didn't ping. You didn't ping Crazy Fi in our, here, let me do it.
Oh, not the
Yeah,
actual ping
I
ping.
got it. I got it. Don't worry, spaghettis. Guys, this is I'll delete it because I think it like double posts for everyone who.
Publish it to
Yeah.
social to SMO.
Oh, wow. We fucked that up. Keeban.
Professionals.
Keeban is first for the first time in 20 years and says, every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I feel like I could fly. Thank you, Keeban. I hope you watched the latest update video. There's a good, nice little shout out for you. Limits is here. Shout out to Limits, YouTube mod of the year. We have a Loon here. Shout out to Loon, heavy hitter Loon. He's brand new to this game and he's already embedded in the community. Good to see. James is here. James, I need your honest opinion. Is TPC dead? Let me know.
Uh-oh.
Oh man.
Cyber
Cyber Ninja is here. Hey brother, welcome back.
Ninja? I can't. I apologize. That might be
It's probably
wrong.
not Cyber. I swear it was like
It's
Sabin.
something ninja. Something
Sib
something ninja? Damn it.
Listen, we'll dedicate an episode to this. Ace is here. Shout out to Ace, our Call of Duty homie. We were playing Warzone, so it was just Ace and I for some duos Saturday. And let's just say we got our cheeks clapped, but we made it to like number 6 and number 9. But man, we got some like we just like walked into ambushes. It was just like, two sheets to the wind. Toast is here. What's up, Toast? Amelia is here as well from a Rain Factory. Through the grapevine, from my sources, because I am a Simple MMO esport journalist, okay? it's so funny to
That's a
say.
thing.
That's the thing. Through the grapevine from my trusted sources, shout out to you know who you are. I heard you acquired some ex Beyblade players to help you.
Ooh,
So
making preseason moves?
if you could confirm that there's some preseason shenanigans going on, wink, Amelia. Well, who else is here? Who else is here? We have Mamo here. Mamo, shouldn't you be asleep?
Yes.
Also, thank you for buying merch. Mamo is one of the first to buy the new wave of merch. Can't wait to see it.
Very kind.
Toast says the Rain Factory boys are here. Let's go. Caveman's here. Shout out to Caveman. Caveman has been in our Discord for like forever, and he just posted in our introduce yourself. So it's good to see Caveman finally coming around to the community. If you don't know, in our Discord server, we have a introduce yourself text channel where you can introduce yourself. Pretty cool.
It's like it writes itself.
It's like it writes itself. Mamo says it's 6 a.m. Oh, I feel like you don't sleep enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, shout out to the chat. So, Crazy Five,
Yes.
how are you this fine Tuesday evening? Also, cheers to you. Let's get freaking blit. Just kidding. This is a bubbly, but go on.
Okay. I was going to say, you didn't give me a heads up. It's this type of stream. Taking off work. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I came home today after a few meetings and my poor pit bull puked and pooped in her cage, so I had to deal with that when I got home. I was a double whammy
Damn.
that I was not expecting. Poor girl was not feeling good, so that was fun. But
Probably
otherwise, could be worse.
licking your dirty underwear in the hamper.
It happens.
Not that I would know. What else? Is that it? Well, how was your weekend? I didn't see you on COD once,
The
so
weekend.
I don't know what
Oh,
the fuck you were doing.
I was taking care of things for the baby. going out, getting, you know, well, we tried to get the stroller and car seat.
Yeah.
Except that didn't really work out because after we ordered it, like a couple hours later, they canceled the order on us. I was like, oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Very kind. So fuck you guys. And went and had to go order it again at a different place. And then, yeah, we went around town taking care of. Oh, Saturday, I was like out and about, like doing like going away parties and housewarming parties. It was a bunch of stuff.
So you were
mostly baby stuff.
Would you have rather play COD?
With you? No.
Well, everyone, I'm announcing my departure from Couch Chat. Really? I'm going to start my new counter to Couch Cat. It's going to be called Shrimp Cat.
What do you think of a Shrimp Cat? How about I know another name that you could use that someone else is currently using.
Which one? Oh, which one would that be? I still don't know if it's a joke or not, and I'm not willing to fall for it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Amelia says they joined a legit the Babel people joining Rain Factory. I'm too poor to be hiring folks. These raids and weekly comps take all my gold. Well, good on you, Amelia. We're looking forward to season two. Especially me.
What people joined?
Lewis? He's like always in the top 10 of stepping or some shit. Yeah. He was a top Beyblade stepper. So anyway, I'm doing good. Let's see. The weekend played some COD. So it's some good times there. Did a bunch of stuff. And then last night we tried to watch. So me and Kimchers, my wife, not my alt, hashtag not my alt, SMO staff, please. But we've been watching Love is Blind, and they had like the reunion. And they attempted to do it live. And it was just
About that. Yeah.
It was like almost 2 hours late. It wasn't as spicy.
Technical delays.
Yeah. And it wasn't as spicy. The production was pretty low. Like the camera, like I'm so used to, I don't know. It was just really like someone would talk and they'd be on the person who's not talking still. And it'd be like, we came and what the.
That's sad.
Yeah. So anyway, watch that. It was a big bummer. I'm listening to the latest Travis Gafford podcast because I love esports and League of Legends. That's going well. I'm trying a new game out with the friends. I'm not ready to say what it is yet, but a lot of it, if you're in the Discord server, you're kind of finding out. And it's fun. It's really fun so far. But we'll talk about that another time. Let's see. What else? Posted my second ever Paizen's Corner blog post. So if you're looking for like a Sunday read slash watch of MMO content that I kind of consume throughout the week, I try to find browser-based and mobile-based stuff in there. It's really hard to find, but some of my favorite content creators and some favorite articles I've read throughout the week or notable stuff I post every Sunday. It's always fun to post that. I did that back with Sword and Slime and it's cool. And another big thing going on, released the third ever Couch Cat update video, which pretty much detailed everything that's going on. I don't think I missed anything. Probably one of the best intros in a while. Maybe not for Keeban, but yeah, good stuff. So Crazyfy, shall we announce like a pretty big change that's happening next week? I'm just gonna come out and say it. I opted in a new schedule to work 4 10-hour days so I could have 3 days off because, lo and behold, I hate working 5 days in a row. And two, we push a lot of content out on Mondays, and I'm going to be off on Monday. So this just works perfectly. Crazyfy will record his little heart out, and I'll be up to my gills fucking editing this shit. So look forward to that, but that also means we're changing the stream schedule by one day. So we'll still remain on Thursdays, but we'll be coming at you earlier on Mondays. Same time, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern for now, Mondays and Thursdays. Just because my 10-hour, I won't be at the office for 10 hours and no, I won't get home. I won't. But yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, can you believe it, guys? He didn't consult any of us on his real-life work schedule before, knowing that it would affect all of us.
Anyone in the stream, no one was told.
Everyone, get your pitchforks. We're rioting.
I didn't even ask Ubi. I didn't ask anyone. So
hashtag yeah. Bring back Tuesday.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, right? So that's coming at you live. I'll make sure to do a blog post announcing that.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, the change happened after the Couch Cat update video. I was so pissed. I was like, God. Yeah, so that's coming at you live. And we're looking. Well, I guess we'll announce it midstream about the award show thing. Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait on that. But that's pretty much the biggest change. Let's go to chat. What is going on here? Caveman says we have the coordination of a newborn turtle. Okay, what?
He was talking about waiting keep all the wars at 1999. Yeah. Which, honestly, if any guild could pull that off,
Holy shit, that would be
that's phenomenal.
That's meta.
That is, yeah.
That's
that
fucking
would be
meta, dude.
Insane if someone
Caveman,
pull that off.
Caveman, here's looking to you, kid.
I would love to see that, honestly. That'd be the best thing ever.
I did consult Kinchers, who's a co-lead in Couch Cat, so that kind of counts.
Consulting your alt.
Everyone's
not
betrayed.
Same.
I did not consult Kumo. Oops. Rip. Kumo, get off of Kinchers' account. Limits says he plays DD on Mondays. Dude, Limits, what the? Now we're going to have to fire you. We're literally going to have to fire you. That sucks. Now, you'll still be there for Thursday, right? Tobias says hello. Hello, Tobias. All right. So this is a very chill stream if you haven't noticed. Also, thank you, James, for voting, posting your vote, because we're about to talk about this. So, CrazyFi?
Yes.
The Season 1 Community Awards event is coming up. But before that,
sure is.
We had the voting. And what's today? Is today a special day for the voting?
Today is the end of voting. So what does that mean? That means when I wake up tomorrow, all votes will be final. There will be no more voting on the community awards. And
finally,
I'll start tallying everything up to make sure we're squared away. So you have not voted.
That's a long clap.
A long ass clap.
Wow.
Holy hell.
Holy shit.
Hush, people. Hush. yes. Remember that clap. But
yeah.
God damn it. Now you got me distracted.
Okay. So the voting is over. You have till end of tonight to get your votes in. So if you're a friend of ours and you haven't voted yet, shame on you. We'll never talk to you again. Cause I don't see Keebit in here. I don't see any of our loyal. I don't even see Ubi in here. I see a lot of our friends in here actually, but not the ones that we thought would not betray us. They're not here, but that's fair. If you weren't paying attention, we weren't paying attention, but jokes aside, voting ends tonight. The counting will begin, and I guess we can announce it. The 27th, which is also Kimcher's in my anniversary. It won't affect the stream.
Okay.
So I took the day off. We're going to do some stuff all day.
Okay.
She's allowed me to come on for the stream. Don't get confused, okay? I have no choice. But the 27th on a Thursday, we will have the award show. So more details will come out. CrazyFi has been working on a script, but we need to like just sit down and decide how things are truly going to go, you know, flow and what we can push out for information. But this is your early warning or heads up. If you're a guild leader, Amelia, if you're a guild leader and you see our stream and your guild is involved in the voting, just prepare that you might win something. And we're asking for a representative, whether it's like a leader, a co-lead, an officer. We're asking for anyone who we're going to trust the guild leaders on this. And if you burn us, we'll never talk to you again. Vet your people and have them, if it's not you, come onto the show to potentially accept an award from us. Because what we really want to do, CrazyFi, stop me if I'm wrong. We want to be able to pull people in or have them on standby to be able to accept the award in front of the stream, in front of their friends.
Yep, that is correct. That's the goal. And I will say, you know, worst case scenario, if no one at all can go from your guild, but you still want some type of representation, you know, DM us a note, a little speech, if you will, and we'll speak to it on your behalf.
That's
at the very least, we want someone or something to be, you know, to recognize all of your hard work.
And we'll probably have to like keep it close to the chest, but we'll leak. We'll obviously have to contact the guild leaders if they won like hours before the show. But we definitely don't want.
I think we. Well, I mean, the voting's open, so anyone could do the counting.
Wow!
But at the very least, we could say, whoa. "Hey, we could give an we could give a heads up, probably be Friday, Saturday, and just be like, hey, your guild has won an award. We would love for someone to do that.
Hey, your guild won the washout.
We won't say what.
Yeah.
People could do their own counting.
You're a washout. You fucking won washout. Can you leave us a note about how much
and
you
suck?
And
we already know who's going to get that, so it doesn't matter.
We're not going to get representative from state if they
that's
win.
That's because they're washouts.
Yeah.
7 p.m. EST is what we're looking at.
So the award show is going to be this huge shebang. Like, rumor has it Crazy Vi has a PowerPoint he's putting together. I'm going to be the beautiful, you know, host of the event. I don't know what I'm doing. And we're going to have friends float in and out. So it'll be cool.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't, we're learning. Don't crucify us. We'll get better. And season 2 of Wartra will be that much better. So you know what?
Yeah.
Please don't judge too hard because we have no idea what we're doing.
And if you love partaking in the seasonal event, and you don't vote and you don't want to participate, that's no way to show your love, Alucard. You know what I mean? You sick sadist. You're just, oh, Beyblade's on top. That's all I care about. Screw participating in the award show. Motherfucker. I swear these people.
I would do the same. I'd be like, I don't see Couch Cat up top. Screw you guys.
Yeah, but Beyblade's number one. And none of them, I don't even think a single Beyblade person has voted. I don't even see Chulin here, that crybaby motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah. Well, you know, we're just airing our dirty laundry. Go vote.
I go to bed in like 5 hours.
Yeah. Are you doing the guild stats video?
Huh? Yeah, I'll be doing that tonight.
Okay, so expect a guild stats video tomorrow.
Yep. We got that going as well. Every week. We'll
never You know, King Cows always makes a joke that TPC's in her chat. It's literally all Ring Factory. Amelia, please go to sleep.
She's been replaced.
Amelia, go to sleep, but leave your computer on so we have a view. We need your body count. Do you have... Crazyfy, do you have any... do you have any hopefuls? Let's just pick for Washout because it's the funniest one. Do you have any hopefuls for Washout?
Hopefuls. All right, Koi. What do you mean hopefuls?
You want Koi to be the washout?
Yeah.
I would say maybe at one point I did, but I knew they were a dying guild, and I felt it's almost like watching an animal, like just watching a slow death. But like a guild that was actually, I feel it would be more hilarious if it was a guild that was actually trying during the season, and then they're just like, they're like, never mind, quit, we're mad. Which is stay in chat, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's a good one as well.
Yeah, but I see where you're coming from. Koi is like, for us, for Legacy.
Yeah.
Are we like second tier Legacy? Like, what would you, second generation Simple Mo players? Koi was like...
I think that's fair, yeah. Second generation?
Yeah.
We came in 2020. Two years into the game.
Yep, and we came in and they were still like untouchable to an extent. So very interesting to see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, Amelia. That's the way to set it up. Yeah. James might be the last vote tonight. Isn't that interesting? Coming in hot. Man, season 2 is just like, now around the, it is kind of around the corner.
It's around the corner.
When is our projected start date for season 2?
Okay. Well,
I totally knew. All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, 27 April, 7 p.m. EST is the awards show. We'll be giving now all the awards for the tier rankings that we have, which everyone already knows from the week 8 results, and then the community awards show. For May? Let me look at my calendar. Yeah, 4. Actually, we'll do 3 May because that gives me a day to put everything together.
When's that? So Wednesday?
So Wednesday, 3 May, will be the first day of the season 2. I normally do the pools later in the evening, so that means probably around 2 hours from now on 3 May, so like 8 p.m. CST, I'll start the season, and we'll go from there. So it's not the beginning of the day, it is at the end of the day is normally what I do, because I come home and I'll do the actual data pools and everything, all that jazz. So yeah, that will be when, and then the first, because we have to delay by a week, huh? So we could discuss.
Wow, we have it ready, everyone.
Okay, actually, hold on. Let me look at the calendar.
Do you want to hold off until Thursday to talk about this?
Yeah, we're not prepared.
All right, everyone. Technical difficulties.
I'm still thinking.
There's a tornado outside. We can't discuss this anymore.
We could start the season. All right, let's just actually brainstorm a little. How about that?
Okay, sure.
So I'm thinking start the season 26 April to be able to do first presentation 4 May.
So the day before the award show. Now, are we announcing season 2? Like, are we making this a big hubla? Like,
yeah, because
I'm afraid that will steal thunder from the actual award show.
Yeah. Yep. You see, this is great. Yes.
So why not start start pulling data 3 May?
Present.
And then 11th. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tuesday.
We gotta find more content.
Tuesday we can have friends come on for predictions for the first week.
Okay.
And then
not Tuesday, Monday.
Monday. Oh my god. Oh no. And then from here till that or to the award show.
Yeah.
We just make shit up for content. Hey, for any friends listening, we need content.
Mike has been doing updates. Granted, minor. All to right, the
time
game.
To stream the new
incredibly
game.
Minor.
We're abandoning simple enough.
No. We would never.
We can do a gambling stream
in Simple MMO.
That's
an hour worth of us doing 3 cups and what is it? Something to do with dice, maybe? I don't know.
No. Well,
Does anyone do the lottery?
I will have guests come on. We'll be saved, okay? I think.
That sounds so
I also have profile roasts ready to go as well. I can even do a profile roast tonight. Let me pull up the list. Who's on this profile roast before I forget?
Hunt,
welcome to the stream. Hunt has a weird timeline for generations. They're all in the same year. How's that fucking work?
Well, the game started 2018, so first gen's 2 years. Second gen is 3 months. Like, what? Hunt? Yeah, I mean, Mamo, if you're interested in a Mamo X Couch Cat, sounds dope.
Dude, does Cactus even play the game still? I know Toast. I can do Toast tonight because Toast is here. Toast, are you going to stay for the stream?
He's, they said just do profile roast to do it. But that was a little early.
Yeah. I'll do Toast tonight. I still want to talk. Mamo, we need a Couch Cat collab. We're supposed to talk about it before you disappear for university. All of our friends who want to do collabs with us, all we ask of you is artwork. And something from your taste or from your style, that's pretty
original.
Much it. Original,
not something
yeah.
That's already been done.
Yeah, Zerno is amazing, but Zerno, yours looks too much like Ubi's. I just have to say it. I love your work, but it looks too much like Ubi. So put your spin on it for round 2, and we'll get in touch with you. Hopefully Mike will help us. I mean, we're partners, but I still don't know what that means. Yeah, dramatic readings of books on set. Man, you know what? That almost got 200 views in the VOD. Yeah.
Oh, so I was thinking about that. Loch Ness had a really good idea for that. This is just, honestly, this is just becoming a Couch Cat meeting at this point of, like, the content discussion.
Welcome to not another Simple Mill Podcast.
Behind the scenes of Couch Cat, how do we do things? We make it up on the fly.
This list I have open, it's blank.
The reason why we're not sharing our screen is because we have no supporting documents. But Locke just had a really good idea. She's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, sounds for a soundboard or whatever. I'm like, The next time we do a reading, we need to prep a soundboard so that any of those like sighs or swords clashing or battles, like we could just click on that and have a nice atmosphere.
We can find some dramatic like rain stuff too, because I'm pretty sure since a lot of the books that are under my publication, I kind of have like rights to. At least I made it up in my head, like what would a publisher have rights to? And I'm pretty sure if I get like Sophronie's or even Tiger's permission, we can do readings of their books I've published, and it'll just be like a freaking fever dream.
We could definitely do that, dude.
I know Soph is like her story. I don't know what they are, but their stories are pretty deep and dark, and then Tiger's stories are very much a fever dream and like a bro com with Hot Dog. He features Hot Dog. So that could work. Hunt says everyone subscribe. Thank you, Hunt. If you're here right now and you're loving the stream, please hit the like button while you're still here. Just smash the like button before you fall asleep, Amelia, please.
I can't believe we're so close to 500 subscribers. I don't know what we're doing right, but I really appreciate all the support. It's really cool to see.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure my wife could vouch for me, but like every time we get like all this support or like I get DM'd like, hey, like really enjoyed, you know, the season one or whatever. It's just like, wow. I did something right. I don't know what we're doing right, but like it's so freaking cool that like, you know, we're building this community together. So I think that's awesome. Really appreciative of that.
I do like reading the new subscription notifications as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I didn't think we'd be here. So
yeah, we need 1,000 subs to like open up our chat, get cool emojis and stuff, and I don't know if that will happen with Simple Enough, but like we're halfway there, and we thought we'd only get like 100 subs at most.
Yep.
Amelia says, I liked when I joined ahead of the game. Thank you. And I know Andromeda, they liked too. Thank you. Hunt, you lost your roles because you complained about the color, and you'll never get it back unless you say you like the color. Found out about this PC. How often do you guys do it? PC. The stream?
Yeah, if you're talking about the stream.
Bath. Oh, man. Bath, my homie. I can't say your...
Baphomet? S.A.? Baphomet?
I'll call you Bath, because every friend deserves a nickname. Bath, we do this... starting next week. I need to change the website, too. Starting next week. We do this Monday and Thursday, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern. So when I schedule this on YouTube, it will show your time zone. So you don't have to worry about what's EST. I don't know. And also don't ask me, because it'll show you your time zone when I have the video scheduled and you're good to go. Yeah. Okay, Hunt. You're changing your tune.
I just gave you the role. That made me laugh.
You're finally changing your tune. You know what I mean, brother? It's good to see that.
That's just...
You stupid.
We love to bribe our people, right? Everyone loves us. No dissent. Andrew.
Thank you. Yeah. The Andromeda Knight or some shit. You have like this. You have a really cool avatar, by the way, in game. Who did your art again? People have been calling me Baffer on Simple Mill for years. Oh shit. Baffer, are you a first gen player? How long have you been playing Simple Mill? Fufu made it. Sweet.
Oh, also, on that whole topic of thanking you guys and yada yada yada.
Oh my god, just blow it out. Just scoop it under the carpet, brother.
Whatever, all that support, who gives a crap, right? No, 450 people in our Discord. Like, it blew up this past couple of weeks. we were struggling to get to 400. We went to 400 and it fell back down, and then it went back up a little, and then bam, 450. So super appreciative of that. Thank you so much, guys. We get to 500, we unlock some different aspects of Discord for community servers. Yeah, 500 is the next step to unlock different aspects of the community server. I'm excited because I know we're going to get there. It will take a little bit longer. I know that, but I'm excited for that, to be able to implement new things.
Thank you to all the guild leaders who bribed or forced their members to join our Discord to vote. Thank you. That really... I was looking at Rain Factory and I saw Amelia was like, first order of business, join this Discord server and vote for us. Vote for the beloved. Baff, you've been playing for 5 years. We've been doing content for like, is it 2 years now? One and a half year?
Well, it depends. Pre or post hiatus?
Both.
2020 is when we started. Simple. So...
a while. Baff, it's good to finally meet you, Baff. How about that? That's pretty good. Limit says we need 4 more boosts also to max. Dude, we have a lot. Again, shout out to all the boosters in the booster club. I have Discord Nitro for the first time in like a year. I don't just to make sure I'm not being, you know, left behind and everyone else is boosting.
Can't do those special emotes or whatever the hell they are.
Andrew says, yeah, Amelia did say that. I know. I caught it in 4K. Caveman says, I can't even get our members to join our Discord. Dude, let me tell you about that in the beginning of running our guild. That is such a pain in the ass.
We had like 100 people on our guild and only 12 in our Discord, like the guild.
But it felt like two because it was just
because no one was actually active on the Discord for it.
It was like us and Ned.
Sir Niels would come Sir out Neil. Of nowhere Sir every Neil. Once in a while. Yeah.
And Orange Man. And Quirkio.
Orange Man. Yep. Shoebox, I think, was one of them. I think he showed up for a little bit. Yeah.
Baff, long vacations. You're a seasonal player, I see.
We were too, one time.
Yeah, Limits. So, because of all the boosts, we're streaming COD. We're streaming Phasmo. And we have some other ideas to stream... Civ and stuff. It really depends what our friends are playing. Oh,
dude, I really want to play Civ game.
And also I'm going to try out Battlefield. Pray for me. I'm going to get the EA pass for $4 and just play Battlefield for a month and see what happens. But yeah, we're able to stream in 4K in the Discord on weekends. So
you could see my pores.
No, because we're not showing we're showing the game.
That's lame.
And that's if Crazy Five shows up.
No, we only stream our faces and not the game itself. Like right now, we're playing simple. We're stepping with everyone. and you only get our faces.
Can you imagine?
And then we'll start talking about the game.
Can you imagine Call of Duty? And it's like, push. Okay, there's two. Okay,
he's on my ass.
And then it's just our face.
Yeah, he's on my ass.
Battlefield 2042. After like a year of updates, I'm ready to give it a shot again.
Your guild member asked to create a group WhatsApp.
Yeah, don't do that.
Isn't that like
that's a scam.
Isn't that like WhatsApp is more common in like Europe and Asia than the US? Like to use for group stuff, right? I could be wrong, but I've heard like Europe uses it a lot.
I mean, US used to a lot. I remember using WhatsApp.
Yeah, but like you don't like go around and be like, hey, what's your WhatsApp? Do you?
What?
WhatsApp groups. It was GroupMe or whatever the hell that thing was
called. Yeah, WhatsApp was just like another text replacement. But you could do groups. I mean, it's like what Telegram is today. Simple Mo had a WhatsApp group chat before Discord? Really?
That's weird. That's weird.
You don't use WhatsApp in Thailand. You use PadCU in Thailand. Amelia says new Dead Island soon. Are you hopeful, Amelia? Because after Riptide, I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever play Dead Island again. Baff says, I remember when guilds were only Discord, no guild feature in the game. Yeah, true.
Bring back the drama.
Limits, when it first released, it was just awful, but now they fixed everything.
Did they?
They got rid of the stupid no classes. They got rid of the stupid no, you know, grinding for attachments. They brought the class system back, and they're ironing out all the bugs. Because, man, that open beta, that was something to be, something to forget. Well, Baff, some will still argue, and we're some of them, or some of those people, that the guild system is not fully fleshed out yet. It's still got a long way to go, but it was a good feature. It was a good add to Too Simple MMO.
You know what I realized? We're in the second quarter.
Tio, welcome. Welcome back. What's our YouTube mod? Amelia is hopeful.
Topple Octagon? What?
Based on my anime knowledge, line is Asia's. What's that? That's what Mamo just said to you.
See Andrew.
I'll be listening, but I have an avatar to work on. See you, dude. Man, everyone's a pixel artist these days, huh?
Same. Except I draw mine with my toes.
I do pixel art. I think,
have a little twist.
I know? Do like 3 times a month, maybe.
3 times a month. Those are rookie numbers.
I know.
5 times a month.
I have to do 1 of Kumo. I have to do Simple Mo or SMMO, CS, Jersey, and then probably something else. I would even say Guild were more fun before the Guild feature was added, because it was actually communities.
Fun guilds to...
I'll say this. I miss the MMO days where you didn't have to rely on a third-party system to talk to your guildmates. I remember... I mean, even RuneScape, before guilds were even... or clans were implemented, like, I just remember the friends list. That's all you needed. Just the whisper function, you're good to go. Everyone was keyed in. Everyone would talk to you. No one was using, you know, Curse or TeamSpeak, because, I mean, if you weren't in, like, a serious raid, you know, guild, like, in WoW or something, you didn't really need it. But, like, I miss that about traditional MMOs. And Simple MMO, I don't think you can get that. I would love to hear from people that their guild chat in-game is popping off.
You're not going to get that as long as the chat is a button that you have to pull up.
Yeah.
And you have to reconnect every 5 minutes or whatever the annoying crap it is. Like, look at any other browser-based, whatever, browser-persistent game out there. Normally, it's like at the bottom center is your chat. You could have whispers, you could have guild, you could have all. That is one thing I wish could change in Simple MMO, is that the chat is not a button that you have to access, and then 4 more buttons to access different chats.
Mm-hmm.
It's that traditional, there's one giant box, it's in the bottom right, bottom left, bottom middle. You could hit tab to change which, you know, channel you're using to communicate. You could whisper people. I think that would be engaging. And we have a lot of open space when you're stepping on the bottom area of the app, so.
I would also like to see, outside of the active chatting, something that you can kind of, so like, I would like to see in game or like in the guild, like forums. So, you know, the guild isn't just given the description to communicate to its potential and then also current, you know, because most descriptions have the rules, they have their objective, they have, you know, their goals, whatever, right? And then the Discord's for everything else, but it'd be awesome to see, like, within the guild interface, like, yeah, if chat was reworked, the more, like, persistent chatting would be awesome, but I would like to see, like, threads be available within the guild space in the game, so people can, you know, post their stuff there that's not a lore book, I guess? I don't know, because, you know, you have the guild library, well, you get guild forms or guild threads, and you know, create a reason to post and talk and engage each other there. I don't know. And then also give guild leadership, you know, things to post about in game versus like, you know, because you want it as a game, you want to take that away from Discord. You want to take that away from third party systems and be like, you don't need that. You have my game to
stay within the game. Yeah. The ecosystem.
Yeah. And that's not to say like these guilds, you know, Elysium comes to mind, but these guild discords look freaking amazing. Like Elysium, Fly is one I think about. When I, you know, I'm always perusing because, you know, if you're not reinventing the wheel, you're copying everyone else. But there are awesome discords to look at. But if you can keep me in game, it'll keep me engaged longer. And especially Creed 5 with that chat idea, like, you know, more than just a button, more reason to chat. I will say new game we're trying on the side just for fun. The chat, I like, it's not better, but I do like. You join a party and guess what? Auto creates a chat for you. So I do like that feature and it notifies you like, hey, a party chat has been created for you. You ready? It's like, yep. Cutie, what's up? Another mod. Good to see you. Let's see what chat says. Amelia, so entertaining watching folk hunt for it and go slowly mad. Poor. Okay, I just lost context there. Yeah, Sentinel Elysium's Discord is epic. You need pings for guild chats. Yeah, you only get the ping for like the guild notification, right? From the leader. Sentinel, I like their tree. The tree that like constantly grows when members join, do stuff. Pretty cool. Cutie, can you answer the I pinged you. Okay, sweet. We're not saying the name, by the way, so don't say the name in chat. This is a top secret test. Crazy Fire, are you ready? Are you on deck?
Oh, sure, yeah. All right. I do this?
Don't worry, stand by.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen,
there you go. Check that.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, here I am. There I go. Oh, son of a bitch, I need it.
I hope you have food. All right, we're fine. What else?
A-okay.
Mamo says guild discussion should be nice. I don't have to get DMs every day. Other could see the discussions and that might help. Yes, I'm sure that's something every guild leader is dealing with, or guild officer or whatever. Amelia, context. I hit a giveaway in guild chat, left a vague clue in Discord, and it took 3 hours to find. Oh, geez. Tio says, yeah, guild chat is useless. And this is coming from an advisor. So an advisor says guild chat's useless?
Ooh-wee. That's crazy.
Yes, Hunt, for just a second, we weren't looking at a blank screen. Sentinel says, I remember when I was a lonely bear and guildless. So many horrific crimes I've committed while solo in the wind. One that my newfound life shall never know. All with these paws. Tio, that was Tio's hot take. Guild chat is useless. Mike, if you're listening, be prepared for a mutiny.
Mike, if you're listening, I think guild chat is amazing. I think your entire game is amazing, and everything about it is amazing. Nothing could go wrong. All of these people are haters, and I would never hate your game.
Wow, was that like ChatGPT right there? Mike, if you're listening, will you just talk to us again?
To me, boy.
Cutie says guild chat is great to funnel people into guild discords. Oh,
here's the link.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I go quiet and yeah, I think my mic is dying on me, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's been happening more often than not.
Rip-a-roni.
I told him about Beacon and he was like, no, stupid, you stupid little boy. And I was like, geez, what a bully.
Hey, Dagan's got a good point here. Is there an argument to be made that Discord handles chat so well there isn't a strong incentive to build it in-game?
Yes, there is an argument, Dagan, and I don't like it. Because think about this. Discord is so amazing in its own right, especially paired with gaming and gaming communities. But think about all the players that don't join the Simple Mode Discord. You know, Mike just posted a picture and Keeban shared it, 1 million downloads just in the, you know, the Play Store, right? And CrazyFi, you're tracking like 11,000 people like flow in and out of the game the whole week or something.
Yep.
So just think about all the players who don't even interact through the third party system that SimpleMO advertises like on the reg. So while there is an argument, Discord swipes that out, or at least, you know, okay, that's good evidence. Like, I don't need to care about making a chat. But would those 11,000 players or so, give or take, whatever, who flow in and out of the game, would they engage with the community outside of, you know, with given more than just a general chat option that, you know, had a little bit more layer to it or more layers to it? So that's something you have to think about. How do we get people who don't want to down... Kumo! I swear. Who don't want to use Discord, period. So, very interesting. But yes, Dagan, that was a good take.
Ooh-wee, cutie.
Cutie says anyone could join a Simple Mode chat and not be in game and then share bad things. What? I read things at the wrong time. You can say the B word in the game, but you can't say the B word in CouchCat server. Yeah, we have a higher standard than Simple ML general chat. The thing is, mods have used such foul language in general chat, people get a pass now. And I'm not even joking about that. Like, the mods fucked it for general chat in general. In general. Anyway.
Simple ML mods?
Yeah. With the cussing and stuff and like part of the jokes and punchlines, it kind of, it's like, how are you going to ban or how are you going to mute people for not saying, like, you know, the hard F words and shit, but like, bitch. I've seen a number of things, but Hunt's
boy,
right.
Boy, that's spicy.
Hunt's right. Like, we don't allow that shit to happen unless you're a cutie and then I mute cutie for like 10 minutes.
What's going on, Tim?
Mike has limited time. If he makes Discord in-game, it would take forever. Yeah, I'm not saying Mike has to do it. But I'm just saying, we're saying...
I don't want Discord in the game. I just want
a
viable chat system.
Just a better chat system.
Yeah. I like
thank you,
Streamlabs, way of doing things.
Get ready to ban Cutie for us.
It was said she'll do experiment with guild chat by doing mass message... chat there. I will check often. No pressing.
I will do it too.
We are professional, some might say. Others might not.
What does WSG stand for?
What's going?
That's on? Definitely. There's no way. You just dragged out what's
going on.
That sounded so awful in my headphones.
we love Cutie here.
He said it, dude. This is hot take number two of the night.
I remember when Hunt said this was his item, like the bad bitch or something ass or whatever, like the peaches. I always confused, like, how is that in the game? How is that allowed? But
bro,
the second you say, oh, what's good? See, I was close enough.
What's good? Dude, you're too cool for us, dude. Dagan right here.
Millennials.
Dagan, crazy if I read this, because this pretty much goes with what you're saying.
I literally was referencing that. Honestly, given the names they allow for items, makes me scratch my head when people get muted for saying similar things referring to the items. Yes, that's what I was discussing there. because he made that comment.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that with Dark, right? But Dark will always pretend that she didn't know, but she knew. She fucking always knows.
Don't we all know? I'm surprised. Yeah. I don't. I mean, Hunts told a story in our Discord about the peaches, but I just.
Are you serious, though? Like, WSG is what's good? Is that a thing?
Yeah, what's good?
I thought we were still hanging out in, like, the frail bussin', like, phase of our lives.
I'm still in the tight phase.
Baff says, we just need to be more visible. I always forget guild chat exists. There's always new people saying hello and no one responding. Dude, so we have, like, 16 members in our guild, and it's pretty much me and Tio saying hi to each other.
What's good?
Fluck is a trap. Don't use it. Entrapment. Yeah, Dark did know. Yeah. That's why she wrote a book about it. And still got muted.
We all write books too. Express yourselves. Your guild is dead, Tim? Which guild? You could always join the Couch Cat Gaming Guild.
We do
looking for retirement.
We do PvE tasks. We're a new meta. We're the new meta retirement guild. If you join us, you get to hang out with cool people like Limits and TO.
And do absolutely nothing.
We are actually doing the task. Crazy Fi absolutely does nothing.
I've killed people today.
So this is me announcing that I will be joining TPC for season 2.
It's probably for the best. You're holding back Couch Cat anyways.
I would do. I'll fucking do it. Maybe King Cows will finally pull his head out of his ass and beat the Titans.
Titans are doing really good.
I know.
On the weekly stats. That's like, I don't know what's
joking.
Going on.
I'm not joking. I might have to join TPC. Amelia, I can't join Rain. I can admire Rain Factory, but I can't join you.
There's a vault?
Yeah. Did you die?
No. Loon just dropped something in the vault.
Oh shit, I need to eat. Yeah, so you can like get food and stuff from the vault. Why am I taking the most hits? What's going on here?
I don't know, you're the tank.
Oh, you saw Kumo? Yeah, he was barking at something and he had to make sure that I knew. Baff says, I'm in the Forest, who is probably one of the most active guilds and still no chat activity. You know, that's a pretty good example. Forest of all guilds, yeah. If no one's talking in Forest, no one's talking in the game.
Yeah, Key's got a point. Conflict of interest.
Toast, I know Rain Factory is alive, but like, I admire you. I just don't want to join you. I've known King Cows for longer, so if I'm going to join a guild for season 2, it would be TPC. I'm also lazy.
Speaking of guilds, did you get with the Russian guild about the guild advertisement?
Yes, I have all their information. Okay. So I'll probably post it this week.
Okay, cool. Look at that. So, guys, everyone's talking about joining different guilds. If you would like to advertise your guild and have it on a website, specifically couchcatpod.com, we would love to do that for you. Essentially, all you need is preferably an image or picture that describes your guild. If not, find one.
Let me interject.
Okay.
If you don't have one, it's fine. I will just type your guild name out in like a colorful canvas and that'll be the image, just so it doesn't, because in the past it is taking freaking weeks from people to get an image. It doesn't matter, it's not that important anymore. I'll just type your name, but go on. Thank you, Crazy Fi.
Yeah. So there's that, a guild summary explaining what your guild is all about and anything that makes it stick out so that people would want to join it. The guild link to the game, though we could probably grab that easily, and then your Discord link if you want to share it, if you have one. Holy voice crack. But yeah, it's very simple. You give that to us, create a blog page, and we will post it on your behalf. And you can share the link or do whatever you want. People maybe might not join, who knows, but it's another way to advertise your guild if you would like. Just, you know.
Yeah. And honestly, just to make it easy for Proctor, I was like, I'm cool just using your guild description. So if you don't have like lore prepared or like a basic, you know, a one shot prepared for your guild, I'm down with just, hey, I'll copy and paste your description, but provide me your leadership. So like Proctor, I have their description, which they just recently translated. It's both in Russian and English. But they also provide me their leaders and co-leaders. Because I want you to have a POC or point of contacts in the description so people can reach out to you specifically, and, you know, have a better interaction.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for reminding me. I had it sitting here. So Dagon, hold on. Season 2 moves. Limits might move to a new guild soon. Are we all going to Wolfblood, boys? A woo! Can I get a woo woo? Tim's from Markimon. Oh my god. Dude, your guild, fuck.
They were in top 25 at one point. No. The Sister Guild was.
Sister Guild.
Yeah, Sister Guild was.
Yeah. But everyone referenced Markimon. MM. Everyone referenced MM. Cutie says Babel is all role playing and ass grabbing. Dude, I started that rumor and it's been. It's so good, dude. No wonder why they get so mad at me. shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, guild advertisements. If you want it, you know where to go, brother.
Yep, just DM one of us and we'll take care of you.
Tim said, just left mine. I want a guild. Damn, Tim's a free agent right now. We have free agent moves going on. Caveman says, guild description must be three words or less. I'm fucking caveman. James says, speaking of guilds, don't check mine. Did you freaking leave TPC, James, you stupid little mother? Let's see.
Oh, boy.
I'll catch up to the chat, and then I'm going to roast toast.
Babel.
Shorl just waved at me from Dusk, right?
Yeah, that's his new guild. James joined Babel.
Shout out to Shore. Are you kidding me? James, you became the enemy, dude.
The enemy. The number one. Hey, if you can't get number one on the leaderboard, join them.
Limit says, Cowcat has my heart. I don't have to participate in anything now, besides the tasks that we're doing. Sindel, did you really just compare Markimon to Mounds of Dirt? Tio says it's transfer season. You know what? James in Beyblade makes sense because James has that kind of sense of humor, you know? Like where they think they're funny, but they're.
Tim, I got you. You're accepted. Welcome to the guild.
Dude, hell yeah, Tim.
Look at that.
Fresh from
everyone failed to advertise. Everyone failed to advertise. We got him. Retirement guild. Acquired right, another.
We got 3,000 NPCs to kill, so get your ass on it. All right, let's roast Toast real quick before we get out of here.
All right, real quick.
Yeah, because Toast is a homie. He's been waiting for like 20 years for this
yeah,
roast.
Yeah.
Is it demonetizing if I say a roast job? Is that demonetizing? Roast job. Get it? Alright, never mind. Forget it. Obviously, it's above your head. You know, comedy and shit. Dude, I typed toast and... I can't make this shit up. I literally can't make this shit up. Hold on.
We're holding on.
Chat. Give me an F in chat, alright? I just need it. I need an F in chat right now. Because look at this. You type in toast, okay? Oh my god, I zoomed into it. You type in toast, right? And Toad shows up. That's a sign. Toad, you have the wrong name. You literally have the wrong name. Thank you for that. I got two F's in chat, seriously? Alright, thank you for the F's in chat. All right,
whoa. James is potentially hinting towards something.
I'll miss you guys too, Sent.
Yeah, I'll miss you guys. Me and Casey may have a plan for something in the future.
Don't believe him. While James is a homie, James has an awful track record with guilds. He creates a guild, he pushes the guild forward, he blitzes on the leaderboard, and then leaves it with a awful excuse that no one believes to this day. Only Graven would believe it because he's a vampire.
That is a great way to flex that you're an amazing guild leader. You blast them up and you're like, yeah, they can't do this shit without me. Walk away and watch them fail.
Or they blast them up and run out of money. It's like a Ponzi scheme, dude. All right.
All right.
Roasting. Chat, we have toast here. This is a this is a profile roast or a roast job. This is all for fun. It's a harsh roast, okay? But if you're watching this for the first time, this is not to be taken to heart. This is just a joke, all right? But anyway, I have a list. If you're interested in getting your profile roasted, send me a DM in game. Send me a DM in game. I'll add you to the list and I'll eventually roast the shit out of your profile. So let's do this thing. We got Toast Cart Deluxe here, and his full name, or is it Toast? You know, we'll find out. This is your trigger warning. We don't know if they're a weeb. We don't know if they role play. So if you come across that, we're not liable for any damages to your forehead. All right, let me zoom in here. Let's enhance, brother. All right, so here we go. We got an avatar here. It looks homicidal. Okay, so Toast, he fantasizes about being a creepy dude with daggers coming out of his fists.
Look like little hands. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. You want to like cut my bread for me, dude? We have what you saw was a, you know, an epic name change. So I'm already at 10 out of 10 for Toast here. But remember, if they legacy and if they don't have Couch Cat Flex, they're going to lose points very quickly. Motto, am I Toast? Okay, so they're playing into my joke really well here. They're maintaining a 10 out of 10. Their showcase, panty dropper. Okay, so right here, everyone, they're just confirming their virgin status. So you don't, if you want to be cool in this game, you don't want items that are called panty droppers, because it just, you're, you know, 40-year-old virgin. Okay, moving on. We have some awards here. I don't know any of these. You won a community event award? Interesting.
Pretty cool.
All right, here's the bio. Again, let's be careful here. It could be a role player. Meet the Toad. Pies Instinct.
Confirmed.
All right. We're now down to 2 out of 10. Chat, can we get an F in chat? Rain Factory, best guild of all time. Okay, free promotion. Okay, so obviously, was this show? Amelia runs a tight ship in Rain Factory and beats their members and probably taxes them. So we'll find out more. I am an eSport Simple and Middle journalist, so I'll get to the bottom of it. List of murderers. Created out of boredom. Okay, he's role-playing. Moving on. Grinding is a good job, mate. It promotes the lazy, and I can be bloody lazy. I don't know what this is. Why? I am so... Why are you... Toast, what are you doing right now? Why are you calling me out in so many different ways? They're in Rain Factory, so they're back to a 10 out of 10. We'll just peek into their comments real quick, okay? Derp was here. Excellent. You keep good company. Duct tape?
Duct tape, man.
Does everyone remember, man, Duct tape, man? Holy, what a blast. That second generation player right there. Do you want a banana? So they're copying Mamo. And okay. All right. Comments, whatever. You got James in there. We all know James is disloyal. Let's go to stats. Stats looking pretty good. He's a bodyguard. Interesting job. You don't see that. You usually see warrior or banker. So, okay. 19 rep. Here you go. You get 20 rep. There you go. Gold. Looking pretty fucking poor. Steps, pretty good. Awards, whatever. We're looking for zero bounties here. Zero bounties. You love there to it see is. It. Mike, just get rid of bounties in the game. All right. And your night name, Sir Bean. You know, that's better than what we've seen from some... from some staff members, okay? Do you remember what I'm talking about, Crazy Fox?
Yeah, I do. Should have been banned.
bro. All right. This is just interaction. We're role-playing and holding hands. Okay. Equipment, you know, whatever. Equipment's equipped. Oh, love birds. Oh, ghost. Shout out to Halloween. Okay. No tools from the latest event, because if you're not paid to win, why would you get... And let's go to awards. We've seen this before. Awards don't really matter much in this game. And then the showcase, once again.
Cursed, you know, book?
Not the best.
What's the text?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was there anything else? That's pretty much it. Chat, out of 10... Out of 10, what do you give Toast Cart's profile. Now, take into account the totality of the profile, all of the Paizen jokes, the renaming, the avatar, you can take or leave it, the awards, the stats, the zero bounties. What out of 10? Okay, we got Andrew with a 10 out of 10. What else? Crazify, what do you think? Out of 10?
8 out of 10 just for roasting you at the same time.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, it was like a counter roast, right?
It was. Yeah, that was the first counter. I would say that's the first counter roast we've gotten.
T.O. has 7 out of 10 for the jokes. Cutie says -1 for panty dropper, -1 for ugly avatar, -3 for defense stats, 5-10. Jeez Louise, Cutie! Mamo says 10 out of 10. Sentinel says 10 out of 10 for the Paizen dig. 0 out of 10. The anti-Paizen propaganda gives me faith. Okay, it's a... You tricked me, James. You're using a symbol for a 1. Okay. Toad. No one enjoys defense. Bath says 7. Nice. Hunt says 10 out of 10 for roasting Paizen. Yeah, you know what? I'm swayed. I was going to do 9, but I'll give a 10 out of 10. Toast, you have not defeated me, but you set up your profile in a way that, you know, it was pretty funny. It was good to stumble upon. Limits with a 9 out of 10. So that's profile roast. Again, I see some DMs. If you're interested in getting your profile roasted, I will add you to the list, and I'll sneak it in there when we can. But that'll do it. We're already at 8. This was a good stream. It was a good relaxing stream. We've had a lot of relaxing streams recently, so I'm glad you're sticking around.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. Content will pick up, guys. We'll be back with season 2 of the Guild leaderboard here.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and a few other things.
Key takeaways. Tonight's the last night to vote. So if you have not voted for the season 1 community award event, that's attached to the seasonal guild leaderboards, join our Discord server, or if you're in our Discord server, go ahead and vote. It closes out tonight. Expect a weekly guild stats video tomorrow. Expect one of our first guild advertisements to go live on the website probably Thursday, and then everyone here can see what it will look like. So you can start promoting through our website for free to get ready for season 2. Look forward to seeing everyone Thursday, and keep your eyes out for Sunday for my Paizen's Corner post, where I talk about MMO content, things I've read and watched throughout the week. And you know, if you're around this weekend, stop by. We'll be streaming COD and whatever else in 4K and just hanging out with the homies. But that'll do it, chat. You know, shout out to all of you for being here with us tonight. Again, thank you for the support. Thank you for giving us your time and chilling with us. And to everyone who's new here, hope you enjoyed the content. Hope you stay. Continue to play Simple MMO. Use Yomu's tool. Like the video. Subscribe if you're new here. Head on over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple MMO content. I'm Paizen. That's CrazyFi. And that'll do it.
Bye.
Yeah. What the? Dude, you can't hold it in and be like, do I leave? Are you saying goodbye? Are you?
I always say goodbye when you say it at the same time. Okay, that's how we've been doing it. Professionals.
You gotta keep CrazyFi on his toes, because if I change the intro and outro every time, he'll always be surprised. Isn't that's how it works?